begin the service by singing number 337 as stanzas 1, 3, and 4. Thy wondrous testimonies, Lord, my soul will keep and greatly praise. Thy word by faithful lips proclaimed, to simple minds the truth can face. Number 337, stanzas 1, 3, and 4. Reading Yashe 10. Now it came to pass when Adon Zedek, king of Jerusalem, had heard how Yashe had taken Ai and had utterly destroyed it, as he had done to Jericho and her king, so he had done to Ai and her king. And how the inhabitants of Gibeon had made peace with Israel and were among them, that they feared greatly, because Gibeon was a great city, as one of the royal cities, and because it was greater than Ai, and all the men thereof were mighty. When Adoni-Zedek, king of Jerusalem, sent unto Hohem, king of Hebron, and unto Piram, king of Jarmuth, and unto Yaphai, king of Lachish, and unto Debir, king of Eglon, saying, come up unto me and help me, that we may smite Gibeon, for it has made peace with Yahshua and with the children of Israel. Therefore, the five kings of the Amorites, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, and the king of Lachish, the king of Eglon, gathered themselves together, and went up, they and all their host, and encamped before Gibeon, and made war against it. And the men of Gibeon sent unto Joshua to the camp of Gilgal, saying, Slack not thy hand from thy servants. Come up to us quickly, and save us, and help us. For all the kings of the Amorites that dwell in the mountains are gathered together against us. So Joshua ascended from Gilgal, he and all the people of war with him, and all the mighty men of valor. And the Lord said unto Joshua, Fear them not, for I have delivered them into thine hand. There shall not a man of them stand before thee. Joshua therefore came unto them suddenly, and went up from Gilgal all night. And the Lord discomfited them before Israel, and slew them with a great slaughter at Gibeon, and chased them along the way that goes up to Beth-horon, and smote them to Azek and unto Makedah. And it came to pass, as they fled from before Israel, and were in the going down to Beth-horon, that the Lord cast down great stones from heaven upon them unto Azek, and they died. They were more which died with hailstones than they whom the children of Israel slew with the sword. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel, and he said, In the sight of Israel's son, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ayalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and hasted not to go down about the whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. And Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, unto the camp of Gilgal, thus far. Number 37. The spacious heavens declare the glory of our God. And what follows number 37.
Thank you.
beloved congregation. It was the commission of the Lord Jesus Christ when he was on earth to proclaim and to reveal the full counsel of God to our salvation. But in his instructions given here on earth, he also uncovers the false foundation of all the Pharisees and hypocrites, but also he lay open, or he opens for his own disciples what was necessary to know as travelers to the great and ever-ending eternity. The Lord has revealed also unto his disciples what they have to lose, and also what they have to know on their pathway to eternal life. And it was as a result of the instructions of the Lord Jesus Christ that the disciples in Luke 17 verse 5, that they asked Christ, increase our faith. And then in the following verse, then we have the answer of the Lord Jesus Christ to his disciples. And his answer was, if ye had a faith as a mustard seed, then you would say to that mountain, go from here, and he was put in the sea. And now in the hour of regeneration, the Lord Jesus Christ, he had granted unto his people three jewels: faith, hope, and charity. And it is impossible that all the devils of hell, that they ever shall take away what the Lord has given unto them. But of course, the exercising of that truth saving faith that is not in the hand of men, but that is in the hand of the Lord. And they are so dependent upon him time and again. But when the Lord gave that people that freedom and that liberty, then it is also wonderful, the power of that faith in the hearts of God's children. I will explain that briefly to you in this evening out of my text. And you will find them in Joshua 10, verse 12 to 13. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said, in the sight of Israel's son, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Aiyalon. and the sun stood still, and the moon stayed until the people had advanced themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and hasted not to go down about the whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. Thus far. We have in this evening, in the words of our text, a stupendous miracle. In the first place, an answer from the Lord. In the second place, a proof that the Lord remembered in love his people. And in the third place, an evidence that the Lord brings the enemies of his church to naught. And finally, an assurance that the Lord takes care for his own sake. We hear in our day so much about the moon, and time and again you find something in the paper, and the foolish things are done by the people, starting also in this day in the United States. But you can well imagine, people, that the Lord, that he is a God who his eyes are upon all men, and that never and ever shall prosper all the intentions of men. You never shall hear that they come to the moon and that they will live upon it. Never. And our heart must well filled with fear time and again that the Lord is on his way to punish the world, because the Lord is jealous to his own honor. And we can do something, sometimes so much, but it goes so far, and then the Lord, he shall stop it. And he shall show that he is a living God, and that men can never do what they want in this world. Here we have something that we mention to you as a stupendous miracle, that for 12 hours the sun was standing still and the moon in the valley of Ayalon. You know the history, and it is too bad we have not so much time in this evening, because baptizing that takes so much time, and of course we hope that we can briefly explain to you the contents of our text and the meaning of that stupendous miracle that lays before us to meditate and to consider. Jasher, he was the man who took the place of Moses after that the Lord had taken away his servant in glory. And that Jasher, he was from his early days a man who was fearing the Lord and walking in the ways of the Lord. And that man in his first time, then he had a wonderful love for Moses. But of course later on, then that changed in his life. After that he received more light from the Lord for his own heart about Christ and his mediatorial work. Now that Jasher He was a type also of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it was a man, an instrument in the hand of the Lord, used by the Lord to perform wonderful deeds and mighty works as we never have heard in the whole world. But still, Yahshua, he was also a man, the same as that we are, and it was also a man with faults. You must say, how was it possible that that man, after that the Lord had used him as an instrument in his hand, that he came there in the midst of Jericho without weapons, but it was by faith that the walls of that city were fallen down after 7 days that the people had walked round about the city. And then later on, then Yahshua, he made a covenant with the Hebrews without asking the Lord. You must say, how is it possible? But we see in the Bible time and again that even all the saints, and with what measure of grace that the Lord had filled them and blessed them, that they are still men as we are. And at the other end, the Lord, he is merciful towards his children. And he covered also the sins of his people. And he, in his condescending love and mercy, he forgives all their faults and all their shortcomings. Because after that Joshua had made a covenant with the Hebionites, and then there were 5 kings round about the city. They hardened their hearts. And they thought, we have to fight with the people, with the Hebionites, because they have given themselves over in the hand of Yahshua and of the people of Israel. And we will fight with them. And we will bring the city up again towards us. And we will break, because that lay in that, we will break the power of the Lord, the God of Israel. Oh, they did the same thing as that they do in our days, people. The people will come above the moon now. They will pitch there the tents. But oh, we can never fight against the Lord. That is impossible. And then when it goes about the honor of the Lord and the glory of his holy name, then that Yahshua, in all his distress, he was called by the Ebionites to help them, but before that he go out with his battle and with his army, then the Lord had spoken to that Yahshua and promised him that he will go with him and that he will give all those enemies into his hand. A clear proof that the Lord remembered his people in mercy. And still, Yahshua afterwards, he also prayed to the Lord. And he brought the manifold needs and wants also before the Lord, because he did not undervalue the power of the enemies. There were 5 kings that came against him. And of course, it seems that that fight, that must be very heavy. And Yahshua, and that is with all God's people, oh, what a blessing that the Lord is their refuge and their strength. And that in all their distress, and that in under all the circumstances of their life, that deaf people knows where they can go. That is always their prevalence for God's people. I say not that they always have that free access, and that they have always immediately an answer from the Lord, but God's people that have something different than the world. The world with all their pleasures, and with all their strength, and with all their weapons, and with all but the riches that they have here, they are poor, and their whole life is empty, but that is not with the people of the Lord. The Lord is the refuge, and they find an open throne with all their needs and with all their wants. And then at Yeshua, when he start to fight with that people, oh, he also realized that the Lord was fighting with him, and that the Lord, that he take care for him and for his people. Because you have heard out of that chapter that the Lord cast down great stones from heaven upon those kings unto Isaiah, and they died. And then they were more which died with hailstones than they whom the children of Israel slew with the sword. Why? Oh, that is now only for that reason, people, that the Lord takes care for his own honor. And that not Yeshua, but that the Lord shall receive all the honor and all the glory. And another thing, if the Lord is with us, then we have everything with us. And it is impossible to fight against the Lord. We can try it, but we never shall prosper in our ways. Never. And we see that in our days the world make themselves so strong that they have no need for the Lord. Nothing at all. They can reign the world, and it is all in the hand of men now, but time and again the Lord is shown how weak and how frail that we are in ourselves, that we are nothing in ourselves. You see that also in this chapter, but nevertheless the Lord goes with his people through deep ways time and again, and they have to do also what their hand find to do. Also in their natural life. And now Yeshua, in the day he spake to the Lord, in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel, and he realized that when the Lord came not in between, and that the Lord will not perform any wonder, that the day was very dark for the people of Israel. Oh, you must say, now the Lord, he had promised to be Yeshua, to give the enemies in his hand. And still it seems at that time that it was an hopeless matter. Why? Oh, that is now for that only reason, people, that the Lord, he wants that we are always afraid, continually, and we forget it so soon. We forget it so quick. Oh, we pray when we have need sometimes. But otherwise, then we forget the Lord days without number. That is now then. I and you. The same thing. All the same. It is seldom that we pray in our life. In truth and our prayers. And the Lord, he lay every time a crosses upon our shoulders. And he comes every time with afflictions and with hardships.
And for that reason, that we are flying to the Lord with all our needs and with all our wants. And Yahshua, he was a wise captain. Oh yes, he had the oversight over the battlefield. And he thought, if now the Lord will not do any wonder, then it becomes soon evening, and then all that people that shall go from one place to another, that shall hide themselves there in the mountains, and that we have to fight maybe other days too, before that we have a mindre in our hands, and maybe then it costs so much people of our own, that maybe the half of the people that is gone, and then, after that Yahshua had spoken to the Lord, then, in the sight of Israel, then he said, Son, stand still, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ayalon. Oh, that was something in the sight of the people. We can say so many things when there is no people amongst us. When we are alone with the Lord in the world, but now in the sight of all the people. And then he commanded the sun, standing out of the skies, created by the Lord, as a light to have majesty on the day, and the moon, who are reading with the light in the night. He said, Son, stand thou still at Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ayalon. Oh, we must say, man, you must not be careful. Oh, yes, that say that unbelief here. That unbeliever say be careful. But oh, if the Lord his people give that great privilege to have that faith in exercise, then there is no unbelief at all in God. And then they are resting in the Lord and upon the Lord with their whole heart and soul. Then there is no fear of at that time, people, that Yahshua was so blessed by the Lord that the devil could not touch anything. At that time, it was a wonderful time. You shall hear it out of the Bible that there was no day after that, and that there was no occasion. As it was there that the Lord has heard the voice of a man, as that it took place there with Yahshua. It was a special, an ordinary case. But then you can see what the Lord is for his people, and how that the Lord sometimes display with his people. Or we would say in our daily language that the Lord show up with his people. Really? And then you must say, oh, the people that is in themselves so poor and so wretched, that would never receive any crown on their head, only the Lord. And still, now here the Lord showed to that people what a dear child that had just you about in his hands. And what a great place that man had received in the sight of the Lord. Oh, you must realize, people, what it must be also for the public that there was with him, that now that Yahshua in public that spoke to the sun and to the moon, and that he commanded that sun and that moon, and that a creature, a sinful creature, and that Yahshua was in himself. But oh, he was standing there as honored with the majesty of the Lord. And in the power of the Lord, he was standing there. And then, Oh, if he have the grain of a mustard seed, then he would say to that mouth, take away from here and place it in the sea, and it shall have all the power of that saving faith that overcomes the world. That is something. And then immediately, yes, immediately, and then you can see what a contact that there is with the Lord and his people. But in contact that there is, and the sun stood still, and the moon stayed until the people had advanced themselves upon their enemies for 12 hours more. For 12 hours more. Oh, this was how so many people in the world. And that would say in some books that they give out, oh, it was a history that never had taken place. But we believe that it had taken place. It is for us more than a history. It is the revealed word of God. And we are assured till to the bottom of our heart that it was the work of the Lord himself. And it showed unto us but the power that there is in that faith that the Holy Spirit wrought in the hearts of his dear children. That sun that stood still and that moon 12 hours. 12 hours. And then in those 12 hours, Joshua with his army had time to bring all the enemies under them. And there was no time to hide himself and to flee from one city to another. There was no time at all, people. No. But the Lord, he revealed himself, and oh, the Lord has heard the petition of that Joshua. Because you have heard before that he commanded the moon and the sun. Then Joshua spake to the Lord. He acknowledged first the Lord in his ways. And then afterwards he was talking to the moon. But then it is, the Bible said, is not this written in the book of Jasher? You have heard of the book of Jasher? Maybe there are some of our children, they knew all the books of the Bible, the 66. You know? Oh, that's nice. But now never have you learned when you was learning the books of the Bible, the book of Jasher. You know what the book of Jasher is? You read about that book once more in the Bible, in 2 Samuel 1, verse 18. Then you read again of the book of Jasher. And it seems, because the Bible in the book of Numbers speaks about the book of the wars of the Lord, that is also not taken up in the Bible. But that was another book that is mentioned. And it seems that now the book of Jasher, that it was a continuation of the book of the wars of the Lord. What do we understand under the book of Jasher? That is the same as our hymn book. That is the book of Jasher. And in that book of Jasher, we find there that is, as the Jewish rabbis teach us, or taught us, that are all hymns from the beginning of the nation of Israel and the wonderful deeds that the Lord has wrought in the midst of their people. Thus in the Old Testament, they have also a Psalter book as we have. That was the book of yes. Now God's people, that is seldom that they can sing. That is seldom. We sing in the church, and we sometimes sing in our houses. But oh, here in Berkeley, that is so seldom that we can sing. The harp is hanging so many times on the tree, and so high that we cannot grasp. Most of the time. But now God's people that have the book of yes, and that people that have some time in their life, that privilege to sing about the ways of the Lord with his people, and that they receive out of that here of the Psalter book, they receive strength and power for the soul to go forth in this, in the wilderness of this world, looking upon the Lord and his almighty power, that he takes care for his people, but also that he punished his enemies here in this world. Is not this written in the book of Jesser? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hasted not to go down about the whole day. Otherwise the sun and the moon too, you, even when you are looking to them, then they are always hasting to go away. Always, day and night. But now that sun and that moon that was not in the earth. No, they were standing still about an whole day. And then the Bible tells us, and there was no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man. Dus what there have taken place, that was never repeated. No. That was once that it have taken place. And what do we have to emphasize now? This. That there was no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man. But that refers to Yahshua as a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Christ explained to his disciples, I knew that the Father hears, that the Father heard me always. And that is now the only one. He cannot hear us, and he cannot answer us on the ground of our righteousness and of our prayers and supplications. No. There are no worthiness in men, but the Lord hear the voice of that man. And that man that is the Son of God, that is the Son of righteousness. And then, for the Lord fought for Israel. He is not fighting for the world, no. The world goes to an end, but he fights for his people. And if you toss at people, then you shall know it sooner or later. And then the Lord, he shall come with his judgment and with his punishment. For the Lord fought for Israel. Oh, but a great comfort for God's people. And what must it strengthen God's children in all the distress here in this world? They have not to fight. No, but the Lord fight for them. And the Lord, he shall bring it to a good end. All that is in the life of God's people, and generally in the church of God, there are so many dark times, and there are so many hardships. Oh, sometime We refuse rather to die than to live, even in the midst of the church. On account of all the troubles and of all the afflictions, as sometimes it seems, oh, that it is an hopeless case. Because in us there is no strength, there is no power, there is nothing. And many times we have no desire, we have even no love to fight. We are so dead and barren. Oh, sometimes we say, oh, it was better to give it up. It was better to leave it to this place. But the Lord fought for Israel. And that is still in our days, people. And he is fighting for his church. He is fighting for the truth. And he is fighting for his children here on earth. But what is now the main thing? Oh, that Yahshua, in the power of that true faith, then he said, Son, stand thou still, and thou moon in the valley of Ayalon. But even when we have that privilege, people, we cannot die. And then it is necessary that the Son of Righteousness, that he is standing still for us sometimes. You read that he was standing still for the blind man, but he means, and that he was standing and looking to that tree where that little Zacchaeus was sitting. And that is now necessary, people. Shall it be well for that great and never-ending eternity? And now Christ, he is called and he is promised as a Son of Righteousness. And it is necessary to know him for our soul in life and death. It is so necessary that the Son of Righteousness shine upon us in our life to take away all the darkness of people, young and old, great and small. We are nothing else than darkness. Nothing else than darkness. And we know no way at all which we have to go, people. Oh, we know nothing about salvation. We know nothing about our eternal welfare. But David, he said, teach me, O Lord, thy way of truth. And it is for you and me a question between the Lord and our soul, that it became sometimes such a need in our heart. Oh, that we lay on our knees, wrestling with the Lord for mercy and for grace, personally for our own soul on the way to eternity, because we are sitting here in the church and standing on the pulpit, but it is all temporary, people. It is all temporary. It is possible that it is for the last day and for the last moment that we are in your midst. It is possible. You have heard about an awful accident. 99 people drowned in the ocean with an airplane, and 22 other people here in this country became eternity for them, unexpectedly. There was not one body in Mustang that was prepared to meet their maker. No. Oh, what is now our life, people? Because we do not acknowledge the Lord in our ways. Not. And of course, that is not with that people that is here the same. Oh, shall be a wonder in our life that we need the Lord. It shall be a wonder that we lay on our knees and that we say, Lord, remember us in thy mercy and in thy grace. But oh, boys and girls, the times are so dark and the times are so serious in which we are living. The Lord in his mercy, oh, he made it well so far. He made it well that we are not in a third world war. But still, it can happen every day. Every day, and We must well pray for the president and government time and again that the Lord give him wisdom and understanding, and that the Lord will protect us and that he will preserve us. Oh, if we look in ourselves here, not in Washington in the government now, but here. Oh, if we go to Washington, then we are far, then we too far, people. But here. Here we have to come back. And then we have to say, oh Lord, it is nothing, there's sin. And it is nothing, there's sin. And if you will come and cast us away under the bumps, oh, then we must say, Lord, you are right in all you have. And we deserve health, and that the Lord come in his wrath unto us. But oh, young and oh, great and small, oh, I thought last maybe when it was so dangerous for the nation, for this country and for the world. Oh, I say, Lord, maybe there are in this country still 10 righteous people that is not laying underneath. That righteous people that is not crying to the Lord. That the Lord shall protect us and that the Lord not take care for us in his long suffering. You see that in the Bible is Sodom and Gomorrah. And then the Lord he said to Abraham, if there are 10 righteous men, then I shall spare the city. Oh, mark never God's people, boys and girls and children. Mark them never. But oh, respect them and honor them. Because it is that people that sometimes lay underneath before the Lord. Oh, and then they say, Lord, it's so poor prayer and a poor petition. But oh, it is the same as with a child that cannot talk. So it is with our prayers, people. There is one who can understand that child, and it is that mother. Let mother understand that child what they want. And so, oh, the Lord, we need not so many words, people, but oh, that inwardly meet of our heart. And our prayers, oh, it is not necessary to have our. No. You read in the Bible of that man, the publican in Luke 18, he said, Lord, have mercy. Take me a sin. 5 words. And Peter, he said, Lord, save me. 3 words. And it was enough, and the Lord had answered him. Oh, youngest boys and girls, you can say to the Lord, Lord, I cannot pray. And I have no desire to pray. And I don't know what I have to pray. I know nothing. But Lord, remember me. Lord, grant unto me the grace. Oh, give some of the jewels to my soul. Those 3 jewels, what I need. Faith, hope, and charity. Look down in mercy and in grace. Oh, men. Happened that sometime when you are asleep, that you are laying on your bed to pray to the Lord and to say, oh Lord, please, oh please, for thy great name's sake, oh help me, save me, deliver me, restore me. Because if we are poor, oh, then we are crying to the Lord. And if we need everything, oh, then there is no other place to go than only to the Lord. That he remember us in his mercy. Young and old, great and small. And there is only salvation and life eternal in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And this is life eternal. That they know the triune God and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. That our life, men and women, that our life, our daily life, was a preparation to meet the Lord in righteousness and peace. And oh, if we have never the privilege to see one another in this world, oh, if we can meet one another before the throne, at the right hand of the Father, oh, then we are delivered above all strife, above all darkness and unbelief. Oh, our heart that is so filled with it. But because we trust more the devil than that we believe in the Lord. And we have in our life people of the Lord We have all so many tokens of his love and of his favor, and that he always was a surprising God to us in his love and kindness and in his mercy. But still, what is now my life, people? Oh, I listen every time to the devil more than that I listen to the Lord. Oh, I grieve the Lord time and again. That's my life, people. But oh, for God's children, the time shall come that we are not more grieving, but that we shall glorify the Lord forever and forever, and that we praise his holy name, because he is worthy to receive all the honor and all the glory. My uncomforted fellow travelers, to the great and ever-ending eternity. Oh, you have heard what the Lord is for his children, and what he remains for his children. And not that they are worthy in himself. Oh, no. The Lord can do nothing else than reject him on account of his justice and his righteousness. But now we see him. He looks unto them in Christ. And in Christ Jesus, the people that is perfect and are by virtue of his eternal and sovereign love, he shall never leave and he shall never forsake his people, but be with him till the end of the world. Amen. Second stanza. Thy protector is the Lord, shade for thee he will afford. And what follows, number 346, the second stanza.